the a visual component.
I've seen it. I know.
Oh my gosh. All right, so we're recording.
Oh, great.
just to give you fair warning, I'm just going to let you talk to each other. I'm going to try and not be involved. But it's just a chance for you to show us to talk to each other and talk about your work. And then hopefully mutually promote each other's work during the Fringe. I'm going to use the washroom and try and sneak out and sneak back in. But over to you, beautiful people.
All right.
Ooh, the pressure's on. I mean, I want to hear about your show. It sounds really interesting. And my thought right away when I read the description was like, is it a symbol for a specific kind of person?
Great question. Yeah, so our play's called The Prick.
Your play. You own it. I can't take credit.
It's our play. It's our play. My name is Bryn, and I'm the playwright and director of The Prick.
And I'm Emily, and I'm the luckiest person in the world because Bryn asked me to be in their play.
But it's our play. Once actors start being in something, you know.
Okay.
It's not...
Bryn said it first, not me, so it's okay.
You get royalties now. Exactly. Despite it being a one-person show, theater is never a solitary act.
Yes, that's so true.
God. So The Prick is basically a girl meets cactus story. So what happens is our lovely main character, Guinevere, buys a cactus because she thinks that that is going to be an easy way to get love. Mm. She's like, a cactus, easy. It'll love me back. I've heard you barely have to water them. Mm-hmm. Boom, they'll thrive. It's going to be amazing. But this little bitch of a cactus, I hope we're allowed to swear because I'm going to, refuses to love her back. So her plan is, okay, cool, I'm going to prove to this little prick that it can't live without me. So she locks the cactus in the basement and then invites a whole bunch of plants over for a show. So that's basically what's going on. It's the cactus is absolutely a metaphor. And I think what excites me about it is that the metaphor can be whatever people want it to be, ultimately. I've heard lots of different takes, which I love. So many of them, they're like, you meant this, right? And I'm like, no, but awesome. Yeah. Whatever you take from it, that's what it can mean to you. And I think that always really excites me in shows, to be able to leave things up to interpretation.
Yeah.
But yeah, at face value, a woman in love with a cactus is what you're going to get from our play.
Cool.
Yeah.
I like the idea also of like the cactus not really needing the other person. Like that brings a whole thing to it, you know? Like I'm kind of good on my own. Like, don't come too close.
100%. You know? Like, give me space.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Like yeah. We've all been there.
Absolutely. And then I feel like we've also all been the person who's like, wait, but I want to love you. Can you
water
can
me?
You just Can we have a little bit of a mutual just love bomb me. I know it's wrong, but come on.
And you've been doing it. You're the touring
yes
show of this two shows.
Yes.
Where else have you been so far?
We just did Fundy Fringe just last week. Mm-hmm. So that was a little four show run, smaller festival. So it was really cute. We got to see a lot of the other shows. And then I previously also did this show in 2023, but this is the first time Emily's doing it. So this is our current tour.
Mm-hmm. And how did you, like, how did this happen?
We went to theater school together.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
So we were theater school besties, both lived in Toronto for a while, and then both, at some point during the pandemic, skedaddled back to our opposite corners of the country. And so now, anytime I want to hang out with my friends, I'm like, you really probably want to come to PEI and hang out with me, right?
Like, you convinced me.
What if you really wanted to come to PEI and also be in a Fringe show, go on a little maritime excursion?
That's
so
awesome. Yeah.
That's what we do. We tempt our friends to make theater with us.
Yep.
Yeah. I'd love to hear about your show as well. What was the kind of the seed that led to?
Mm-hmm. What was the seed? I don't know. I'm obsessed with Artaud.
Incredible.
Like Antonin Artaud, and I just wanted an excuse to read everything I could this summer and do like a research creation piece.
Ooh, yeah.
And so I've been being a nerd. And then I have these rehearsals where all of us try and disorient ourselves, I guess.
Ooh. Yeah.
and sort of like confront our conditioning in terms of the senses and in terms of how we navigate movement and bodies and, yeah, sound. And, it's been an interesting process. Also, the whole idea was to be in like, the process and not in the product.
Love
and
that,
so
yeah.
So we were like, okay, we're not going to know what the show is because it's going to sort of create itself and emerge in the moment. So we'll just spend time exploring things, and then the environment sort of is going to decide what it is, and we're just elements in that event. So again, that brings up a lot of anxiety for all of us.
Real.
It's been challenging. I have to say, for me, like, the beginning of the process was the most challenging. I kept going up to Audrey and being like, I don't know, I feel like quitting and running away every time. like every day I'm just like, what is this? What are we doing? Like, I don't know. It was just like very scary.
And I'm on the other end of that. We're the beginning of the process. I was like, this is the most fun I've had in so long. And now we're getting up to the show and I'm like,
people are
schedules, tech, how are we like doing these things? And she was like, it will happen. And I'm
because you're in it.
Yes.
I get to watch it and see it happening in rehearsals. And the last two rehearsals we had, it was magical. Like, honestly, it was so beautiful. And it's challenging. It's a challenging piece, but there's so much beauty in the challenging confrontation stuff. And so, like, I don't have to be in it, so I don't have to, like, worry, like, are people going to think I'm crazy or weird or whatever? Like, I'm just sitting back, like, ooh, give me all the crazy in here.
I feel the same way. Let me hide it back.
Yeah, like, in our last rehearsal, Max, like, cut his lip open.
Oh.
And, yeah, and I was like, yes! Our toe would love that.
I was like, do we need an ice bath? Do we need a fancy?
Yeah. I was like so into it, and I was like, our toe would want blood. And like everyone else is freaking out and like, you know, we should probably be more careful. And I'm like, yeah, I guess, but like our toe wants danger. So anyway.
Me? I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been really, yeah, it's... So all of the people involved sort of like co-created it, and Sheena shaped all the things and also created pieces of it as well.
Amazing.
And so it's just been like so interesting. I don't know, are there 8 different pieces? More than that?
Who knows?
There's a number of different pieces. But it's been so interesting, like, watching each person bring their like weird little creature and present it to everyone, and then everybody else like bring in their little weird creatures, and it's a weird little creature.
Yeah it's its own thing. That's what I like about it. It's like everyone is like hanging on to an angle of this like weird multifaceted thing, and it's always changing. So it's cool to like have something that's always emerging and changing and have so many, like, the multiplicity of angles and perspectives at the same time. Like, I think that's what's so amazing about devised theater and collective creation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's also why I enjoy it personally, just because, like, I'm usually a control freak. And I like the idea of being a facilitator because it helps me, like, learn how not to be a control freak.
Totally,
It's a really cool process. And also just, like... In our rehearsal the other day, who was it? Emily, who was like, we'll take a shot for every time Sheena's confusing. And I was just like, wow, that cut
how
deep.
How dare you.
But like, I love being in the confusion too.
Totally,
and
yeah.
I think that that's where really interesting things happen.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Do you want to talk a little bit about like Halifax? And because I can't speak to any of that.
Yeah. I've been here for
theater.
Too long. What are your questions?
That's a question for you. What are our questions?
What are our questions?
What do we need to know?
What do you need to know? Fringe is a big old wild wet weekend. It's not a weekend.
Amazing.
It's 2 weeks. Oh my god. you're not going to be able to see everyone's shows, but tell them you're going to see their shows. And then they'll have no idea.
We will have our best intentions.
Yeah, yeah, we all have our best intentions. Yeah. But you can't see insert number here.
No, we didn't even make it to all 14 of the Fundy shows.
Mm-hmm. No. But I was just talking to another Halifax-based artist,
yeah,
and we were both just saying Halifax Fringe for us has this like really magical element of it's such a good mix of touring and here artists, and people are so excited to like meet one another, and so I've like made these amazing relationships with people from like New Zealand and Australia and England who have like come here with their shows, and they all just like hop in the mix and hang out for the 2 weeks and then skitter off to their corner of the realm again, and but we keep chatting and stuff, and so I think that that's kind of a special thing about this specific festival. I think that doesn't happen so much in other places, that we get to make little kindred theater spirits.
I love that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Prompt historian.
Oh my goodness.
I can't talk.
I was going to be a fly on the wall. Oh no. Oh no. You've had different marinating processes for your shows. They have different time spans. But is there something that, an idea that you're really excited to test out with your audience in this festival? Mm-hmm.
You go first.
Oh, man.
I feel like our entire piece is a test.
I've been having to keep telling myself, and I don't know if this is a good defense mechanism, but this is the one that I've been going with, is I'm like, we will have succeeded in the work if, like, people walk out. You know, like walk out during
real
the show.
Yeah,
and then
yeah,
I've gone even further today and been like, if a performer decides to walk out, then we've really nailed it. And
wild.
So it's just been, it's just been kind of like, part of it's a defense mechanism, but part of it's also just my curiosity,
totally.
You know, like what can we do to really make people have to confront the cruelty of the world and of existence and how, like, ugly and beautiful it is simultaneously, you know, and that's what it is. And most of the time, you know, to survive and to get through everything, we have to sort of like block out certain things. But what is theater for? It's sometimes for that, right? To like remember, actually, that is a way of foregrounding and backgrounding that we've learned. But if we're really present and attuned, like we feel all of it at the same time. And
yeah,
it's really intense. So I don't know. I find that all very curious and interesting and also terrifying. And yeah, I think we all probably feel that in the process, you know?
Yeah. I'm very like schedule, here we are, let's know exactly how. So yeah, it's been a lot of letting go of very like learned structures. And I don't know, I felt a lot more grounded than I felt in pieces in like a very long time. I was away on mat leave, and my weird little piece is an exploration of like postpartum depression realm, and it's a lot, but also really good to sit in, I think. Yeah,
and like how like bodies sort of like when you become a mother, like other bodies become part of your body, and it's just like, yeah, and it like weighs you down, and it shifts the way you move, and
think
everything.
And feel and
everything. It's like the whole. I wouldn't know because I don't have a kid, but I imagine that. Yeah.
I'm curious about just the way you've talked about the show. Is it going to be in flux every night, or will audiences see essentially
there's
the
only
performance?
Two performances.
Okay, cool.
So it's on Saturday and Sunday around 7 at Scotiabank Theatre.
Yeah.
Am I saying that correctly?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
The Neptune.
Yeah. And both are going to have similar structures because we have sort of anchor pieces.
Nice.
But within that, it will be different
cool.
both times. Yeah. So
That people can come twice.
They can. I don't know that they would want to. Yeah, I mean, yeah, technically it'll be a different show both nights, but also the same, you know.
Amazing.
An iteration of itself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, our show, because it's a one-person show, well, one person and one cactus, mm-hmm. you have to give yeah.
cactus
to plants. Yes, but of course plants can't speak, so Emily's the one doing all of the lines. But because it is one person, like the audience is ultimately the main relationship that we're working with in the show. So I think that's what's always most exciting to me to test out is like to actually have a scene partner for Emily to play with and just like see what
that's cool.
what that gives you and yeah, how that it really feels like. We can't rehearse fully in rehearsal. We need to, you know.
Because, like, that so deeply, like, that also makes it, even though it's the same lines, a different show every night, because an audience, like, Dearest Dorian is such a wonderful example of this. Dorian has the best laugh in Halifax.
Yes.
And
come to our show, please.
The nights that Dorian's in an audience, it's always an amazing show.
Please come to the show and laugh during our...
Very well. Mm-hmm. As one of the previous interviewers pointed out, he's an observer of verbal contracts, and so anything I said became official.
Wow.
it's in recording. That makes it official.
So apparently I have to provide a unique t-shirt for doing all the possible types of fringe shows you could do in a fringe show.
Whoa.
So,
that sounds complicated.
Check out Logan Robbins' work.
So in terms of audience and inviting folks to laugh, is there, to phrase the question I want to ask, like in terms of sensory experience, like what is the audience's place in like responding out loud or like any type
of that
thing? Is that part
that,
of your...
Yeah, the questioning is going to be there, right? Like I'm curious to see the vocal and physical responses that happen. Like, I'm wondering if people are going to laugh. I'm wondering if people are going to feel sick and throw up. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But that, like, that's so interesting to me. And I would be cool with people just walking on stage and deciding they're going to be in it. You know, like...
You heard it here first.
Like, Audrey...
Just because you can't see Audrey right now, Audrey's whole body just went, like, into a huge, like spasm. Just don't go on during Audrey's piece.
Yeah. Is what I'm getting from the embodiment.
Observe.
Yeah.
Sound.
So, sorry to redirect, but how many shows do you have going
on? We have 8.
Oh, wow.
So many opportunities.
Yeah, so pretty much every day. A variety of times. I think always between, like, 5:15 is our earliest and maybe 9:30 is our latest.
Mm-hmm. I think 8:45.
8:45 is the latest. That's even better.
And
you can get to home, and get to bed.
Where do we find you?
We're also at Neptune at the Windsor Studio.
Nice.
Yes. One of the little cute little mini ones. We get some twinkle lights in there.
It's awesome. It's a vibe.
Yeah.
It's a vibe.
Do you have a show this Saturday or Sunday? And what time is it at?
We do. Let me reference my
cards. Please.
Saturday, 8:15 p.m. Sunday, 6:15 p.m.
Oh, cool. Pre and post us.
Nice.
Oh, so you could do a double header.
Both.
That's really great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Come to
next show. I'm going to have a dog sitter and everything. Woo!
I would love to see also like people's experience of seeing our show, then your show, or your show, then our show.
My God.
It would be just an interesting social experiment.
So everybody come, do both nights,
and then report back to
and give us your feedback.
No, I would say don't give me feedback. Just create your own piece that is your own feedback.
Oh, incredible. So next to your Halifax friend,
you
can do a show entitled, I went to see Transcendental Cruelty, followed by the prick, and this, and all I got was this t-shirt made by Dorian. Full circle, baby.
Like, shut off the mic, that's it.
Well, folks, that's our time. And unless you have any other sign-off you want to give, thank you very much.
No.
Thank you
so
much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Halifax. We love you already.
Mm-hmm.
Fringe.
Amazing.